Hello, it's Louise Penny, and here is the pronunciation guide for the fourth book in the Armongamash series. It's called The Murder Stone in Canada, the Commonwealth, and the UK, and it's called A Rule Against Murder in the United States. And in this book, it is set at the Manoir Bellechasse, and I know some of you have been wondering how to pronounce that, and that's how you pronounce it. And the main characters' names. There's Chief Inspector Armand Gamache, and he works with the Sûreté du Québec. He's married to Reine-Marie Gamache. His second-in-command is Inspector Jean-Guy Beauvoir, and they work with Agent Isabelle Lacoste. And I think for this pronunciation guide, what I'm going to do first is go through some of the main characters' names, and then I'll go through some of the phrases that I use. So some of the main characters, there's Clémentine Dubois, Chef Véronique Langlois, Daniel is the name of Reine-Marie and Armand's son, Denis Fortin is the art gallery owner, Daniel's daughter and Armand and Reine-Marie's granddaughter is named Florence. The two owners of the B&B and the bistro in Three Pines are Gabri and Olivier. At one stage in Rule Against Murder and the Murder Stone, Daniel is talking to his father about possible names if the next child who they're going to have is a daughter, and they consider naming her Geneviève Marie Gamache. Armand Gamache's father is named Honoré, so his name would be Honoré Gamache. There is also the maître d' at the Manoir Bellechasse is named Pierre Patneau. And that's really it for the main names. Let me go through some of the French words that I use in this book. I say absolument, which means absolutely. There is a thing in when people go out for dinners in Quebec and in Paris, and I suspect elsewhere too, where just before they give you your appetizer, they'll bring along something that the chef has decided to distribute, and it's not something you pay for, it's not something you ask for, it's a kind of a surprise. And here in Quebec, they call it an amuse-bouche, which is kind of something to delight the palate or delight your mouth. In Quebec, when the local government meets, the provincial government, they meet at a thing called the Assemblée Nationale. A phrase I use is avec plaisir, which means with pleasure. There's also the Bibliothèque Nationale, where Reine-Marie Gamache works, and that is the National Library. A phrase is bonjour mes enfants. Bonjour is hello, and mes enfants is my children. A swear word that I use is kaulis. Kaulis and tabernak are probably the two main swear words I use, along with merde every now and then. I think you probably know what merde means. Kaulis and tabernak are two French swear words that are religious-based. Kaulis means chalice, tabernak is a tabernacle, and in Quebec, these swear words are religious-based rather than among the Francophones. With the English, the Anglophones, the swear words tend to be more sexually based or bodily function-based. There's coureur de bois, and that's something a phrase I use, I think, almost exclusively on the very first page. And they are from the history of Quebec, and they were men who went into the forests and they cut down trees, but mostly they went after beavers because Quebec was based on the collection of beaver pelts. So that's what the coureur de bois did. Désolé is a word I use, and that means I'm very sorry, désolé. Excusez-moi also says I'm sorry, excuse me. Félicitations is congratulations. Je comprends, I understand. Let me see. What else do I use? Quel dommage, which means I'm sorry. That's a shame. Quel dommage, that's a shame. There's a street in Three Pines, and it's called Rue du Moulin. And that Moulin is a mill, so it would be Mill Street. And in fact, the abandoned mill is up on the top of the hill, if you remember the geography of Three Pines. Sacré, I'd forgotten that. That's another swear word we use here. Not a great deal, but it is still a swear word. Salut patron is hello boss, hi boss. And they sit around an awful lot drinking thé glacés and café au lait on terrasses. Terrasse is the French word for terrace. And that's about it.